Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the DJ Black Caesar Indiana Show, where it all goes down, baby. Every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/walking-with-God on the Nation Building Network, the Muslim People Network, where politics is with DJ Black Caesar Vienna, a syndicated show through Muslim Building, baby. Breaking news, music, artists, magazines, book writers, book signings, models, and much more. Independent and major artists, clothing stores, save money on the entertainment news.
Money train, baby.
With the politics, history, Scooby-Doo. What's up, ninja?
What's up, people's Fernandez?
Always, what's happening in worldly events. Check it out. Prince Deuce. Baby. Ha ha! Yeah! Suckers!
Goodbye.
What's up? What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing? Happy New Year's to all the people out there with the New Year thing. Hey, guys, we're having a great show tonight. I got my people in the house, man. What's up, Vienna? How you doing, baby?
Happy New Year's, DJ Black Caesar. How you doing?
I am doing great, bro. Wonderful. I haven't talked to you about it, man.
Caesar, you're breaking up.
Oh. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I was like, I haven't talked to you in over a year. What's up? What's been going on with you, baby?
I know. It's only been a couple of days, though. Everything's been going on, honey. Everything's just grinding on my grind, you know, getting the radio station together. You know, we're going to be launching Exclusive City on January 19th on the radio station, and we're all on it because I want everyone that's going to have a show on the radio station on that show, so we can start,
okay, cool.
You know, promoting it and everything. Yeah.
This is what I need you guys to do. I need everybody to mute out their phones that's talking right now, because there's a lot of background noise going on. So if you got your computers on, make sure you turn them off. Don't listen in. Turn down, because I'm getting a lot of feedback from someone. But if I have to, I'll mute everybody out until I get ready to talk to them. But I don't want to do it. I want everybody to be on the phone. Right now, I'm going to introduce my crew that's here. We got Brooklyn's New York LC, a Spanish rap artist. He got nice swag. He got a nice voice, man. I want you to check him out. Vienna, I want you to check out this guy named Joe Merrick, man. We also got him in New York. Hey, Joe, are you out there? What's up, man?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, how y'all doing?
What's good, man?
What's up, baby?
What's up? Did you say MC?
No, LL. I said L Feast. I got a Spanish rap on the phone. What's up, baby?
Okay. Yeah, that'd be me right there. And yes, straight from New York City, baby. What's good? Happy New Year.
What's up, baby? Now I got MC. I got MC Grammy nominated for his music. He's a songwriter, singer, man. He has a song out called Who Am I? It's really big in the clubs right now. And we also have Willie the Redneck going to be on with us. Also, we have my girl, Sister Gibbs. She's going to be in a little later. I talked to her already. She's going to be in a little later. We got Bicycle Tony in the house. I see you out there, Bicycle. Hey, we got everybody going to be in here today, man. So it's going to be a real good show. I want everybody to know who's on the show. And I'm going to let my co-host introduce herself to everybody that's on the phone, because you guys are going to deal with her. She's going to talk to you. And don't get too scared, guys. I know she's a female and she's hot. She won't burn you guys. She won't burn.
No.
Let me get that
it's
right.
It's all good. It's all good.
Let me say it like this. She's fire, but she won't burn you, okay? What's up, Vienna? What's up?
What's going down, Caesar? Nah, Caesar, like I was just saying, just a lot of stuff, you know, with the radio station. Exclusive City is going to be coming out. We're going to be broadcasting live on January 19th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. I want everyone, like all of us, to be on it because we're going to be introducing all the shows that are going to be on SoloProRadio.com.
Cool. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, Anna has a radio station she just bought into, and she's going to be doing – we're going to be doing our show on her – we're going to be doing our show on her network. Gonna be high, guys, because I mean we'll be able to do more artists instead of just doing three on this show. We'll be able to do three on that show also, and we might
exactly.
even be able to do four or five. I really don't know what we got going on right now, but we're gonna find all that out when we have our meeting, so you guys will know about that. We're gonna keep you guys informed. And also, Willie, where you at, Willie? What's up, Willie? Where we at, man? What's going on, Willie? How was your New Year, brother? Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Nick. I'm Caesar.
You still sound drunk, man. You sound drunk to hear.
I'm sorry, Caesar.
Willie always sounds drunk. Happy New Year's, Willie.
Hey, baby, ain't nobody talking to you, baby, right now. I'm talking to Caesar. This is men talk right here. You stay out of it.
Oh, it's man talk? Oh, okay, yo, my bad. I'll stay away. I'll mute my phone. Go ahead. Do you?
I'm going to tell you something. I came to a conclusion this New Year. I don't like nothing black, baby. I don't like nothing black. I don't like nothing. I got nothing to do with nothing black. And Caesar, I don't like you either, Caesar. I just came to that conclusion, too. Traded him. They're trading this black Cadillac for a white Tahoe, baby.
Hey, Willie, we love you, man. We love you, brother. Hey, man, don't get carried away, man. This is a new year. You need to change your ways up, man. I know you're prejudiced and you're a redneck, but you need to change your ways up, brother.
I can't help it. I'm going to tell you something. I came to the conclusion that black folk just won't do right. I mean, be honest with you.
I got you, brother. I got you. I got you. I hear what you're saying, man.
I look at separated black folks, man. The devil rate is just astronomical to me, feller. I mean, everything. Get on in here.
Hey, check it out, guys. Hey, check it out. If you guys don't know, that's Willie. That's our redneck right there. He don't like black people. He don't like nothing black. He don't even like Black Caesar, man. It's all good.
Yeah.
We still love you, Willie. We still love you, brother. We got Bicycle Tony.
Yo.
Antonio Bicicleta.
Yo, yo, yo.
Ay, ay, ay.
Hey, Tony, you know you're my nigger, don't you?
Yeah, you like a piece of shit. I love you. What up?
I'm Tony.
Big mother.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Bicycle. Happy New Year, first of all. And I want to say Happy New Year to you, first of all. Now, Bicycle, I know you got your own radio show. Can you tell the people where your radio show is at so I can check you out, brother?
Man, you know, Sunday night, open bike night, you know what I'm saying? We just wild out, have a good time, play that real hip-hop music, you know what I'm saying? Freestyle sessions and all that. Star Mob Radio, open bike night with your boy Bicycle Tony, man.
Hey, for all my artists that are on the show right now, you guys need to send Bicycle Tony some of your music because he will play it on the radio. I'll send you his information so you have Bicycle Tony's information to get your music on the radio so he can send it over to his station. And also, maybe he'll want to talk to you guys to get you guys on there for an interview. So, you guys just hang on. First off, right now, we're going to deal with my man, MC, because MC, I heard you were doing something over there that you had something to do that's really important that you have to get today. So, we're going to talk to you first, MC. What's up, MC?
Yo, what up? I go by MC Nice, though. I know MC, you know, you get caught up in that, but I'm MC Nice. Yeah, what's good with you, Black? Black C's in the building, what up?
Everything is good with me, dude. I swear it is, man. I really can't complain about anything, man. Life is good. I mean, dude, I can't really say anything bad about nothing or nobody, man. Everything is looking good. What's up with you, brother? How's your New Year going so far?
Oh, man, my New Year's is good. I've been in the studio dropping this putting together these hot gems. I don't know if you know, I did that record with Stacey Dash. It was just, you know, a quick little, you know, just an introduction to the world, But now I'm in the studio working on my new EP, Way Back Now. It should drop pretty much January 31st. I got some real hot classics on there.
Okay, okay. We'll check it out, brother. I know you don't know how the show works because it's your first time on, but I'm going to tell you like this. Actually, I let the young lady go first, and the only young lady that's involved with this show is Vianna and my girl, Sister Gidget, and she's not here right now. But I'm going to let Vianna talk to you a little bit, get to know you, and, you know, get to know the rest of the world, and then I'll come back on and talk to you some more about what you got going on. But I'm going to let Vianna go first. No problem. Hey, what's up,
man?
What's going on, baby?
What's going on? Yo, what's going on, MC Nice? What's up with you?
Hey, how you doing? Oh, man, good. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Now, I'm over here in L.A. doing it, you know, doing what I do best, cracking out these hits.
That's right. Wow. You got to make them bangers, because without them bangers, baby, shoot. You're out of a job.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that one.
So talk to me, yo. What's going on with that on that project that you were just talking about with Stacey Dash? Yo, what's up with that, Stacey Dash? Yo, that's big, Stacey Dash.
Yeah. That was a major coup, you know, for me, being that she knows pretty much anybody and everybody, and to just get on a project that I was doing, you know, that was a major coup on my part. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But yeah, we hooked up. I was doing this record with somebody that was real close to her, and we did a, you know, obviously I do R&B hip hop, you know, but I couldn't really come out with an R&B hip hop record because radio wasn't really checking for that. You know what I'm saying? So they all wanted this whole dubstep, you know, dance record. So I was like, yo, okay, let me hit them with this.
NerdDJ.com.
What'd you say?
Yeah, you were.
So what happens is, you know, these DJs was like, yo, we'll play the record, but we need a remix. And I was like, okay. Right. So we did a remix, and Stacey heard the remix and was like, hey, because I just wanted her to be in the video. And she was like, I'll be in the video on one condition. I was like, all right, what's the condition? She said, put me on the record. And I was like, huh? What? Put you on the what? Yeah,
wow.
So we went in the studio, we made it happen, and boom, we jumped out, and we did like 50,000 plays in the first day, and then we got 50,000 views on the video. I mean, you know, it jumped out there pretty good.
That's what's up. Yeah, because Stacey Dash, I heard she could sing, though.
Yeah, you know what?
She could sing.
She can sing. I just think you got to it's got to be catered to, you know, her tone, her voice. You know, her voice is more poppy, you know, more poppy in that dance realm. You know, she ain't gonna outblow nobody, but at the same time, you know, she's not whack.
Right, right. Exactly. But you know what? When you see, and this is something that I've seen with artists, there's so many artists out there that has a good flow. They could either be a rapper, they could either be an R&B, but the music does not go with their sound. You have to have the right music to go with your voice, because otherwise it's gonna flop. It's not gonna sound right.
Yeah. At the end of the the bottom line is I suffered from that doing the pop record, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it's a matter of okay. Do I sacrifice a little bit to get, you know, to make major strides, or do I just say stick to my hardcore beliefs and hope that one day, you know, the world turns around and buys into what you're doing?
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it's just about making sacrifices. So I said, yo, this record don't really fit me, but I can make it happen. And as long as I stay true to myself and my core beliefs, then we can move forward.
Exactly, definitely. Now, you're also a Grammy-nominated artist.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Well, not this year's Grammy, but...
No, I'm not talking about
Grammy,
this year,
most of the people I have working on my records are Grammy-nominated, whether it was Drew Hill. Most of my producers produce Rick Ross, Nicki Minaj, Chris Brown, Jodeci, Aaron Hall, Charlie Wilson, you know, because the theme of my record is taking it back to real music. You know, when we had some good stuff to talk about and music was just good. So, you know, the theme of my joints are, you know, that. But I'm also associated with an Oscar with the movie,
right.
Crash. I was in a group called Kansas Cali, and we Crash got nominated for an Oscar, and we was a part of that. And yeah, so
nice. That's real cool. Now, what
That'll
about
cool.
Now? How did you get in? How did you get started in the industry?
For me, it was just a matter of I really was meant to be a football player. I'm 6'2", 245 pounds, right?
Damn.
So, I'm a nice dude, So it was more or less like my whole objective was to play football, and then I got good at the whole rap game and got injured playing football. At the end of the day, the bottom line was, where do I go from there? You know, do I go? I could have easily went and became an executive, you know, at some high level establishment, but the music was calling me, you know, like Pookie, you know, from New Jack City, where it was just calling me. The music was just calling me and being involved in it in every facet that I could. And that was it. I went and said, okay, this is what I'm going to do, and I chased it and got it. Most people failed, you know, they failed to accomplish things because they quit. I didn't quit. I went and got it.
Right.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And you've been in the industry for how long?
Well, I've been, the last 8 years, 10 years, I'm sorry, 2000. So since 2000, I put out 15 records. Most people ain't
wow.
gonna know about it till VH1 does the Behind the Music on me. You know, when VH1 does that, you know, what's behind the music, then you'll see, they'll be like, dang, MC Nice has been a part of 15 records in the last 8 years, which includes 6 soundtracks. You know, so that's the last 10
that's
years
cool.
I've been getting it in.
That's cool. Now, have you been doing any tours? Are you doing any tours? Or what is it that you're going to be doing?
I'm just gearing up tours now. I was really focused on getting the record done, you know, going in there, making sure I had not just one hit, two hits, but, like, my EP is a solid eight hits strong. You know, so any one of those records can come out and do what they can on its own, and I was more focused on that because artists really don't go into the studio and prepare to really give people real, you know, real records. You know, they go in and say, okay, I need that one club banger, and then we're just going to run with that for about a year or two. And then, oh, by the way, let me go make a record. Nah, I went in and said, music is first and foremost important to anything. In order for me to sustain, I don't want to just come out with a hit and then not be able to come back with another one for a year later. So I said, let me focus on the music, go in there, get the record hot, make sure it's the hottest thing that I could put out and put forth to the public, and then run from there.
Nice. Yeah. And you know what? And you want to take your time with it, too, because you just don't want to do a rush job. You want something that's going to be perfect and to bring
exactly.
it out there, you know, to the people. And that's exactly – and that's what's up. That's what's up. Now, what's up with this Christmas song that you got going on over here? I got it, Christmas With You, featuring Who Am I? It's a hot track.
Oh, now, I'm glad you like
that. How did
that
come about?
Hey, check it out. Hold on. You also donating the proceeds to what? What are you donating the money to?
Well, with the Christmas joint, I'm a big advocate against bullying, hazing, and for literacy. You know, so during the Christmas holidays, my objective was how can I raise more awareness?
Right.
And so I said, okay, well, I'm going to do that by creating a joint and then taking the proceeds from that joint and donating it to various foundations and organizations that I support. So I'm part of a fraternity called Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Inc., and we're, you know, it's hazing is a big deal right now. So I said, okay, let me put together a movement. Let me at least ignite the conversation in regards to hazing. You know what I mean? To be loyal to one another. You ain't got to kill one another to be loyal.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then being an advocate towards bullying, I was bullied when I was in elementary school. Obviously, being 6'2", 240, you don't get bullied at this point. But back then, you know, it was. So my thing is, when you see these little kids getting pushed around, whether it's mentally, physically, or emotionally, and nobody's really doing nothing about it, hey, I got a voice. If I'm in the public eye, I let that voice speak. So
right,
I create the joint for that purpose only. It may sell 2 records, who knows? It may sell 10 records, who knows? But at least, you know, I'm out there advocating for it.
Right, I got you.
Right.
And that's
right.
A good thing, too, man. I salute you for that, man, because a lot of people, they don't do that. And for you to do that, donate the proceeds, that's a good thing, man. You're doing a good job right there. Actually, you're doing something like what we do. We help out artists to get a platform where they can put out their information, and you do the same thing, man. You're helping people to actually come up with ideals. We're putting money into them by your proceeds off your what you do. So that's a good thing. I like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, that's what's going on with that record. That's why, you know, me and Who Am I? Who Am I? A lot of people don't know who he is, but he penned a lot of the Jodeci records. He penned a lot of the Babyface records with Babyface, you know. And so to get him on was a real good look for me, you know, because I wanted to bring it that real classic Christmas feel, but with a modern day twist on it.
Right. That's cool. That's cool right there. I like that. Most definitely.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
that
it is what's up.
So what else stuff? Yeah, I'm going to see that. Go ahead.
Okay, let me ask a question real quick, Vianna. This ain't going to take long. Dude, I know you've been doing music for a while, but what inspired you to do music? What kind of like put you out there? Who do you idolize in the music game right now? Can you tell us that?
I don't know if it's necessary to idolize, but like admire. I can tell you about who I admire. I admire like Jay, you know, I don't know if Jay-Z had a record called Kingdom Come, you know, a lot of people slept on that record. But the reason I admire that is because he's talking about the evolution of big business, you know.
Right.
And so I admire cats that really got something to say without really advocating for the hoods and for the streets. I understand that's where they from, but the bottom line is, how do you push forward? What's that movement forward? And and Jay-Z is one of those dudes I really admire. Mos Def is one of those dudes that I admire. One of my favorite rappers is Rakim. You know, if I want to go old school and say, you know, some of the dope rappers is Rakim from a lyrical standpoint, you know, and a substance standpoint.
I got you, man. I can dig that. That's cool right there. I dig them also, man. I'm all for it. Okay, now I got another question for you, brother. I know your management. I know her really well. Is Yolanda Mack, is that somebody you look up to, or do you respect her, and what kind of way?
Yolanda is powerful in just her presence alone and what she represents. She's an advocate for good things and positive things, and if that's what you're doing, and if that's what you're, you know, if that's what you support, then Yolanda's behind you 100%.
Most definitely, man. I feel you on that, man. And I just wanted to put that out there because I know Yolanda does a good job, that she's somebody that I respect in the game, and I just want you to put that out there, and I thank you for doing that. Hey, brother, I got one more question for you, and then I'm going to leave you alone. Can you give your social networks? Can you give your social networks, so everybody know your social networks, your websites, your Twitter, your Facebook, whatever you got going on? Can you give all the people that so they'll know what's up?
Yeah, real quick, I want to make a statement. My record is called Way Back Now. That's coming out January 31st. Now, I also got a cartoon that's going to drop this year called The Jammies, right? And The Jammies is also, it brings about awareness from, you know, bullying to anything kids growing up. It's about 5 kids to the suburbs. And it stars myself, Kel Mitchell, Debo, my man DBI, Alisa Rands from the Proud Family, Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Curtis Blow, Yo-Yo. So, you know, look out for the jammies. You know, my my Twitter is MC Nice LA. That's where I'm at, in LA. My Facebook is MC Nice Music. You know, other than that, you can catch, and my website is mcnice.com. E M C E E, like a real MC. MC Nice.
Right. I get you, brother. That's what's up. Okay. Well, look, let me see if Bicycle Tony has a question for you or not. Let me open up his mic right quick because I shut everybody down so we wouldn't have no feedback. Let me open up Bicycle Tony's phone right quick and see. Does he want to ask you a question? Because he has a radio show, and I respect his game also. Bicycle Tony, what's up, man? You're on the air.
What's going on, brother? What's going on, baby?
What's
man,
up?
Do you have a question for my man, Bicycle? Do you have a question for my man, MC?
I just want to say, man, he sounds like a real cool dude. You know what I mean? You know, we talk to a lot of artists on the daily. You get a lot of the arrogant. You get a lot of the bullies themselves, too, in the rap game sometimes. And MC Nice sounds like a real cool character, man, for real. I just want to salute
yeah.
on that. You know what you're doing with the kids, you know, for the children, for the hazing, for the bullying, because I'm against that too. You know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, bullies should get beat up sometimes, but I don't want to be a bully. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I feel you on that. I feel you. I appreciate that.
And you working with all the old school brothers, you know what I mean? I'm a hip hop kid to the heart, man. Boogie Down Bronx. I'm from Cedar Park. And working with
the
old school heads, man, you know, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep it authentic, keep it hip hop. And, you know, going outside the box, too, like you said earlier, jumping outside the box, sacrificing a little bit to get a lot. I mean, I respect that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm a hip hop head to the heart. But sometimes you got to make those certain moves, man, and you wasn't scared to do it, and it worked out well for you, and I salute you for it, bro.
I appreciate it.
That's what's up. Hey, let me ask you a question, my man. Don't you got a song called Born Ready?
Yeah, I want them to take a short
beat. Who are you talking to?
That was MC.
Me, MC Nice? No, I don't have a song called Born Ready. My song, like we said, the song I have is called Life of the Party.
I got a song called
Reborn.
Oh, wow.
Wow, man. You know what? I got my girl to download it. I don't think she downloaded it, man. Yes, sir.
This is getting real boring to me. I'm listening to this guy. It's real boring because I like that kind of mirror, man, where it ain't that positive. You know what I'm saying? He's just too positive for me. I like that kind of music that, where black people act a fool all the time. You know what I'm saying? They're killing and shooting each other up. That's how we like it. You know?
We know what you like, brother. We know what you like.
That makes our job a little bit
like.
Easier. We don't have to do no hanging on day. I mean, black people, because y'all be doing that to each other. You know what I'm saying? So it make a little easier. We got somebody color out there making songs about killing each other, you know?
So, okay, Willie, yeah, that's enough said, man. You talk real crazy. Hey, Willie, you know what, man? You need to go ahead and drink and get in your bottle, man, because you off the chain tonight, man. You're really off the chain. The year has changed and you changed. So, hey, man, you used to didn't be as hard, man. Now you're talking about colored niggers. What are you talking about, Willie? What are you talking about?
I've been drinking some of that moonshine, you know, and
you sound like you're drunk tonight, so I'm going to leave you alone, man. I'm going to leave you alone, let you be for a while, because you need to cool off. Hey, check it out, my man, MC Nice. I don't have that song downloaded, man. I got a song what did I call it? Born Ready. I thought that was your song, and I apologize to you for that.
It's all good.
Well, it's all good.
I'll make sure you get those records. I'll make sure you get the records, and then we'll come back and do it all over again.
Yeah, that's cool. We can do that. Let me ask you a question, though, brother. What about doing some freestyle? Can you do a freestyle for us before you go?
I guess, yeah. I can do that. For my hip-hop heads, I'll keep it clean. It goes, yo.
You don't have to keep it clean. You can get it funky fresh if you want. You can do whatever you want, man. It's our radio show.
It goes like this. Here's one. It goes, yo, If I pull out my old clippers, I'ma brand these figures. Throw them against the wall like dice and spaghetti strand these figures. Ragu tattoo you with heat bars, your meat falls. Why you wanna mess with a boxer, dog, and you got weak draws? I'm a sicko like Mike Moore when that war with Tiger Woods precision. These figures is Phil Mickelson yelling four, catching the four, add the nickel and you get caliber greetings. But forget that, we could do it old school, shing, and have Excalibur meetings. Cause I'm not that dude that run around talk about what my dudes are doing. Yeah, I rocks the yellow, collects the greens, but I'm giving them blues to you. I'm like Hank Johnson on the Cowboys and Bears, nigga, bad news for you. You see the size, homie? Do what you choose to do. But before you make that choice, listen to the voice in the back of your brain yelling, don't do it, don't do it. He's got 50 pounds on you. Is your ass insane? You basket brain. I'll leave you in a casket, man, sipping aspartame to your acid flame. That's me, MC Nice. Novelist is constantly involved, and I'm a crowd pleaser on the phone with all the other hip-hop MCs and DJ Black Caesar.
I'm going to introduce some artists here right now.
Fife. It sounds like you've been drinking some of that damn corn whiskey I done gave you, boy. You're stuttering.
Can you hear me now?
You sound damn good there, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Man, L. Fife, what's up, L. Fife?
I'm chilling, man. How everybody doing? Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's, brother.
Happy New Year's.
My man Willie's doing good. Willie's doing good because he just got that new contraction over there he done came up with, that moonshine. He's doing real good right now.
It's going nice, buddy. Nice.
I can imagine.
Oh, wow. Okay. My man says it's called nice. Hey, let me ask you a couple questions, Fife. I mean, you've been doing music for a while now. How long have you been doing music, brother?
Well, I've been doing music, let me see, I would say since, like, high school. But seriously, like, in a studio and shooting videos, I would say, like, 5 years.
Hey, can you speak up a little bit, man? I don't know if it's your voice or what, but can you speak up a little bit, man, so the rest of them can hear what you're saying?
Can you hear me now?
Okay. I got you now. Thank you, brother.
I've been rapping since, like, I would say high school, but, like, seriously, taking it serious, like, going to the studio and shooting videos, and I would say, like, 5 years. But I always had that passion for music. Like, since I was a little kid, I remember me, because, see, like, I'm Dominican and Puerto Rican. That's on my blood. So we, like, South Side, and we from the Caribbean, so we hot. We like music, we make noise, we loud wherever we go. So I grew up with music in my house. Like, I would get a set of, I don't know, a bucket or something, just start hitting it and just make music. Like, not make music, but just make sounds and stuff. So I always had music in my blood.
Right. Hey, man, I can dig it. Most definitely, I can dig it. Hey, check it out, brother. Same thing with you. I'm going to let you know right now that Vianna's going to take over. She's going to ask you some questions. Then I'll come back later on and ask you a couple more questions.
That's fine with me.
What's up, papi? What's going down, papa?
Yay, mira, muchacha, how you doing?
Ay, Dios, coño, no me jodas. Espérate, papá, que te voy a poner Antonio Bicicleta.
Can y'all speak Blackanese? Because we don't understand that.
It's a Latin thing. It's a Latin thing.
I know it is.
You could definitely talk to me. What's up?
That's what's up.
What do you want to know?
English over here, I'm telling you. You only talk English. There's too many black people or too many different languages. I don't know what the hell if you're trying to attack me or what. I don't know what the hell going on.
See, but that's the reason why I rap in Spanish. Because all my mans, all the people that surround me, I don't want to say black, I want to say African Americans. So I'm the only one that can rap in Spanish, and that's why I do it, because they all rap in English. I rap in Spanish, because they all my mans, and they do it in English. If I could do it, why not do it?
All right, yeah, but it's one thing. It's one thing. Can you do it in Spanglish?
Yeah, of course. I rap in English and all that. You know, that's not really what I do. Like, if you ask me what's my market, I'm going to say the Spanish market, because I don't live in Puerto Rico, and I just came from Puerto Rico, you know, and it is what it is. Like, that's just what I do. I'm Hispanic. I'm Latino. I'm a Latino that runs around with a whole bunch of African-American guys. This is what
that's
it is.
That's
why I'm going ready back to be here, taking over. But that don't sound like a big plan to y'all. Yo. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. Yeah, now I can hear you. What up?
Is Vianna still there? Let me check and see. Oh, you know what? I think I muted out her phone, man. I'm sorry. Vianna, I'm sorry about that, baby. I'm sorry. I wasn't even looking at the numbers when I went through there just muting out phone. I muted up the host. Oh, no, man. Bicycle Tony, he's by Nico. Hey, I'm sorry, my girl, man. I'm sorry about that, Vianna. I'm sorry, man.
It's okay. Not a problem.
I should know 347 by now, but I'm sorry, man. I went through there just hidden buttons. We got a lot of people in the queue right now. I just went through the hidden buttons, man.
No, that's not a problem, sweetheart. No, I was just asking him if he's from New York.
Yeah, absolutely. Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you're from the BK? All right, sweetheart. Yo, that's what's up, because I'm from Queens. That's how we do, and we represent.
I'm very known around. You can ask about me.
I'm sure. Huh? So have you done any shows out here in New York? Or what is it that you're doing right now?
I did shows in New York. I perform at the, what's the name of that in the Bronx? The, forgot the name right now. But I did that. I did another stuff here in Brooklyn for Gotti Cafe. I performed there. And I performed in Louisiana. I just came from Louisiana. I used to live in Louisiana for a year.
So, okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, I also, like, my music is being played on the radio over there. So, and now I'm here in New York.
That's cool, That's cool. Your music been playing in Louisiana?
Huh?
Your music been playing in Louisiana?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you know my man, Top Cat?
Huh?
Do you know Top Cat?
You breaking up. I can't even hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yeah. What up? Yo, your phone's breaking up, man. I can't even. You breaking up. Every time you say something, you break up.
Can you hear me now?
See, I hear you, but you breaking up. You still breaking up.
Hey, son. Let's go.
Not my phone. I got on my
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey. Now I hear both of y'all.
Okay. Do you still get Sweetport next time?
Caesar, your phone is breaking up big time.
Yeah. See, I can hear you, but I can't. Oh, he's breaking up to you, too. You hear him breaking up? I thought he was just me.
Yeah.
Hey, Vienna, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Can you repeat? Can you tell him what I was asking him?
Huh?
Can you repeat?
I couldn't hear
what
you were asking him. No, I couldn't hear what you were asking him because you were breaking up.
I said, do you know? Okay, that's cool. I said, do you know a gentleman by the name of Top Cat that lives in Sweetport?
Not at all. Never heard of him.
Okay. I'm gonna hook you up with him because that guy right there can help you out a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he can help you out with shows and stuff. He can help you out with getting shows together in Louisiana, Sweetport. He does shows down that way.
Listen, man, we gotta talk about this up the air because a lot of people gonna eat out of this. I guarantee you that.
Right. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. For real. Like right now, see, like we just everything that we accomplished, we did it off the muscle. Like we don't know, we don't got no connect, no nothing. It's just. Us grinding hard. It's not just me. Like I'm the only one that rap in Spanish, but my man's rap Money Mad. He rap Lambo Show. You know what I mean? My people K Rock, Looney Luke. They rap. They do what they do, but they do it in English. Shit, I do it in Spanish. But I got. Now I mean,
right.
Like, it's a group. It's not just me. Is what I'm trying to say. Like, you know what I mean, we shoot our own videos. We got our own studio. And we just go
on. Wow.
We make it happen. Like, we only going to get as far as we take ourselves. So we just going hard.
Right.
2013, exactly. That is good.
That's right. Only you could do you. Nobody else can
do you. Exactly. If I don't make it happen, who going to make it happen for me? If I don't go outside
right.
and make
Absolutely.
It happen myself. So we, me and my team got the same mentality. Like, we just trying to eat. There's a way that we can all eat. This is how we're going to do it. This is what we doing. Matter of fact, that's the reason. That's how me and you talking right now. Just out of me going hard. Just, you know what I mean? Doing what I do.
Right. I got you, man. Hey, guys, check it out. Hold on for a second. We're going to play a song right quick, but we'll be right back with my man and talk to him some more. Okay, guys, let's check out this song right here by Ice Man.
I look at my kids. I know they miss their mama. Since I got out the pen, been through so much drama. It choked my daughter up to tell me what she went through. While I was doing time, I couldn't tell you. I remember that first day walking in my home. It looked all abandoned. I felt so alone, holding my kids' hands, and they looked up at me. I had to let her go. That's how it's gotta be. Fast forward 2.5 years, my baby's here. Living good, right direction, daddy gotta steer. Economy is bad, the money's even worse. Hated my mama giving hundreds to me out of purse. Yeah, I'm mama's baby, but it drive me crazy. College graduate, yet nobody wants to pay me. My own family played me. Girl, you broke my heart, but that encouraged me to see success about to start. Yeah, I got this music touching inner soul, and pray to be the tool that closes up the black hole. But at the same time, I gotta do my first job. Guide my children not to thrive on being heartthrobs. I can't let them go, God, let them stay with me. When I hit my knees, I let them pray with me. Watch their movies with them, let them lay with me. And tell the truth on every track until that day hit me. Yes, when the Lord takes me away, I truly did my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. Yeah. To the Lord, take me away. I truly do my best. That's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. Times got better, but it's still hard. I know it's about to change. I can't fall apart. My woman's stressing out. I know I played a role by being selfish, but you helped me got a heart of gold. I learned to let my ancestors guide my right hand. When my pen move on paper, see that light, man. In the booth, I leave frost on the mic stand. One of the reasons why they call me the Iceman. Life's lessons, they be hard on the king, but you gotta face them or your crown will only be a dream. My star alignment at my birth was the gift, blessed to speak to your soul, I enrich and uplift. They say your struggle's depth determines success height. If so, I find success through my struggle on the mic. Can't look in my kids' eyes and let them see this pain, so I put it on the disc for the world, entertain. Yeah. When the Lord takes me away, I truly did my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. Yeah. To the Lord take me away, I truly do my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. I have only one wish in this world, to leave a legacy for my boys and my girls. Make sure my life meant something more than just the money. You may see me crack a smile, but ain't nothing really funny. Why? I got 2 sticks and a stone trying to build a castle. Mephistopheles asked, is it worth the hassle? Well, I'd rather leave the truth than the lie to y'all. The first time I ever let my pen cry for y'all. Yeah. When the Lord takes me away, I truly did my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. Yeah. To the Lord take me away, I truly do my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. Thank you.
Ha! Insert your holy man. All the sinners is within them. Time to get rid of all. Let's search for holy men. Yeah, yeah. Can't keep my thoughts in order. In the zone I can't manage. Maybe I'm bipolar, chemically imbalanced. My first thought is damage, my second thought is pain. My mind's eye holds images of blood stains. All I know is horror, I hold a scarred past. I think about tomorrow and hear the devil laugh. Gunshot blast, Big ol' tap zone. Just another voice I hear when I'm alone. Don't even trust my shadow. I think he moves funny. Feels like the Grim Reaper comes to take life from me. You probably think I'm crazy or done too many drugs. Cause I can see demons. You must be blind as fuck. Moving lightly in tempo, zigzagging in the street. Like I can feel the heat of hell underneath my feet. I feel the end creeping. Maybe I should repent. Duck and dodge my demons in search of holy men. In search of holy men. In search of holy men. In search of. They say all men are sinners and must repent their ways to reach the Lord's promise or feel eternal blaze. Hell flames scorching, we sin in many ways. Drugs, sex, abortion, extortion, gunplay. These are the last days, Revelation 7 plagues. Holy wars, Armageddon, high age rate. Spiritual high stakes, tough choices to be made. My New York mind state may keep me out the pearly gates. Grind to not go hungry, out for the root of evil. Enemies necessary for green pictures of dead people. I know it's a thin line between love and hate. Freedom of cell, heaven and hell, does it depend on fate? Or does it depend on fate? Lord, show me the way. I open up the Bible, flip to a random page. He states the rules clearly, commandments there are 10. Duck and dodge my demons, in search of holy men. 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 Yo. Pedophile and priest, reverence who mislead. Pastor sipping off a risen, pushing caddies. Most been marked by the beast. Spit what I see on beats. Death, drugs, rape, murder all on one street. And street after street, evil spinning 360 degrees. I get up on my knees and pray the Lord forgives me. Cause I participated in evil. Risking my life for freedom with stunts, wilder than Knievels. Years of incarceration, maybe I was wrong. Using my strong arm to get my grub on. Sold a controlled substance, chasing money in abundance. One time came home broke, shit wasn't all for nothing. Young wanting all or nothing, ready to pop something. Needing that money, hunger pains, had my stomach pumping. Living a sinful living, I'm ready to repent. Duck and dodge my demons, in search of holy men. In search of holy men. In search of holy men. In search of holy men.
Okay, guys, you already knew who that was. That was my man Bicycle Tony with Holy Men. That song right there was great, man. Hey, back to our interview with my man L. Fights. What's up, L. Fights? You still there, brother?
El Fez, El Fez, you guys say it right, El Fez, El Fez.
Oh,
El Fez? El Fez.
Okay, Vienna, what is he saying?
I don't know, what did he say? I'm still figuring
nah,
it out.
Damn, man. Don't be scared out, El Fez.
Does it make sense?
What is he saying, Vienna?
That's my name, how you pronounce my name.
Oh, how do you pronounce your name?
That's what I'm trying to tell you, El Fez.
Spell it out.
You just call me Fez, F-E-S, Fez.
Oh, Fez.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh
Fez.
Okay, no, Fez.
Oh, okay, Fez, okay, I got you.
That ain't nothing.
I'm
no,
sorry, bro.
No,
I'm sorry.
Wow.
That is too funny. All right, so you're from New York. You're from the BK. You represent BK. Definitely, we got to give some love out there. Now, have you been doing any collaborations with any artists? Oh, East New York, Bushwick, my nigga. That's what's up.
Yeah, from the area. Flatbush, all that.
Yeah. Have you been doing any mixtapes? Have you been doing collaborations with anybody?
I'm actually finishing my mixtape. It's called Reborn. That's what it's called, Reborn.
Okay.
And I got a vision to it. I put it up like 3 weeks ago. Like 1,000 views or something. But yeah, it's called Reborn. My new mixtape, man. Collabo, yeah, I got a collab. He's here in Philly right now. Well, Mini Matt, I got a song with Mini Matt. He the one that be making my beats, but he also raps. So we got a song together. And there's other stuff that's been working on as we speak. And so it's other stuff. Expect a lot of me in 2013.
Yo, that's what's up.
Yeah,
we definitely gotta put that out there.
Yeah.
Hey, Deanna, this artist right here, he knows G Swiss.
Oh, okay, that's our boy. What's up with that? Big shout out to G Swiss. We gotta give him his props. He's doing his thing out there in Utica.
Yep.
Definitely a big shout out to G Swiss. One love.
Yeah.
So have you guys done any collaborations, you and G?
Not at all.
Not at all? Okay.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
I hear that. And how long have you been in the game?
In the game, I'm going to say like 5 years.
5 years? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well, you're still a baby. You're still a baby in the game.
Yeah. You can say that.
That's funny hearing it come from Vianna, because Vianna was in the game before, then she got out of the game, then she came back to the game, so now she's back. So now she's calling you a baby.
Nah, I did
my time. That was 10, 12 years too long.
but I know how to play my cards right, so, you know what I mean? I'll get experience as I go, I guess.
And especially now that the independent artist has a lot of, you know, they have a lot of openings now for them than they did back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you can make it as an independent artist. You don't even need a label, you know, just to make it out there. Because you make more money as an indie than you would as a major.
I got two deals on the table right now as we speak. But, I don't need a label right now because I'm not going to say I'm doing fantastic, but I'm doing okay. You know,
right.
I'm going to say about my own boss. You know, I work
exactly.
for myself. So
exactly. And you want to prove to them. And you want to prove to them that you could do it on your own.
Yeah.
Then once you do it on your own and you bring all those numbers up and you do everything that you need to do, then you go ahead and say, all right, you know what? Let's see what this label has to offer me.
Nah, but don't get it twisted. We can negotiate anything for the right number. Nah,
At
the end of the day, that's what it's about. Them numbers. Right?
Those numbers.
We make it happen. You know what I mean? Just work something out that works for everybody. And we make it happen, baby. But I'm doing good for now.
Yeah, and it's funny because I was talking on the phone with DJ Wicked Wayne. Have you heard of him? Because he's from out here, from New York. DJ Wicked, DJ Wicked name, DJ Wicked Wayne. I gotta give him a shout out too. And we were talking about that. It's all about the numbers. The game has changed. Everything has changed. It's all about numbers, and just putting your name out there, doing the mixtapes, doing everything that you can do to bring your name out, and to bring those numbers up. Yeah, you know. So he finally agreed. Yeah, he finally agreed because he's still on the old school side, but you know. Yeah, well, we're going to be working on projects, too. But definitely, we'd love to put you on mixtapes, too, as well.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, definitely. Me and DJ Black Caesar, you know, DJ Black Caesar does his mixtapes. I do my mixtapes and stuff. Now we're doing other mixtapes and whatnot. So, shoot, we're getting it out.
Yeah, he's already hollering at me about a mixtape that we're supposed to be doing, but I haven't done it yet, so I'm still waiting.
I got you.
Yeah, still waiting over here.
Don't worry about it. You're not gonna have to wait long.
I got you, bro. I already know it's gonna happen, man. I already know it's gonna happen with you. I ain't even interested.
That's what's up. Now, have you had any? What can you say about being an independent artist?
If that's what your situation right now, just go hard. Because you only going to get as far as you take yourself. You know what I mean? Like, if you got the right tools, like, let's say if you got somewhere where you could record You got a decent camera. Tell you the truth, that's all you need. And that's it, and go hard, because you got the internet, and you got YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and it's all about you, how hard you go. You know what I mean? You got to make that happen. And then just go, when you go to places, see, like me, I don't go to the club to get drunk. I go to meet people. You know what I mean? I don't know who could be there that could make something happen for me, or I don't know who knows who that could, you know what I mean? So that's what I do. You go and do whatever you do. I'm not knocking you for doing what you do, but that's just not what I do. I just go and I go with a whole different mentality. And I'm just working for myself. Like I said, the more people I get to meet and the more networking I make, that's going to benefit me at the end of the day. So I'm doing that for myself.
That's right. And only you can do you, because nobody else can do you but you.
That's it. So just go out and go home.
That's right. And I applaud you for that. I applaud you for that. That's what's up. That's what's up. But I really want to hear you more out there. You know what I'm saying? Definitely got to hear you more out there, you know, and, you know, just bring it out. Bring it out, because you're very talented. You're very, very talented. And the good thing is that you have the whole bilingual thing going. You have, you know, you could do the Spanish, you could do the Spanglish, or you could do just straight up English.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, and you have that advantage, and use that, you know, to that advantage, because once, if you decide to put, you know, a hip hop, another mixtape together, you could go ahead and make that in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And kill it. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
and you put that into the right hand, shoot. I wouldn't be surprised if Daddy Yankee or Pitbull or one of these people or Dago, you know, would jump on that.
Why not?
But Rihanna makes it sound so easy.
Like my mixtape that I'm working on right now, the Reborn mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
I got Spanish songs, I got English songs, I got collabos that's both. Like it's very, I would say mixed, because I got like songs that the whole song's in Spanish, then I got other ones that the whole song's in English. I got songs where it's half and half, you know, I got other people on it, so Reborn, that's the name of my mix, though. It'll be out, hopefully by the end of January, it'll be out.
Okay, cool. That's what's up.
Reborn.
Now, DJ Black Caesar knows that I like to put everybody on the spot. And I would like to put you on the spot. But I want to hear a Spanglish freestyle.
Spanglish freestyle.
A Spanglish freestyle. I know you can do it.
I got you. I'm going to say, look, I'm going to say, okay, yo. Look, they call me Fast 8. I'm getting money 5 ways. El emisora te improviso, que lo que, I chop haze and rob niggas on Fridays. Estamos aquí desde Mississippi, fumando creepy. Niggas say I look like a hippie, improvisando, freestyling, straight off the head. Date tranquilo, si tú no quieres ver, que lo que, Black Caesar, le vamos pa' encima. Que lo va contigo, te damos una paliza. I'm so high, you can catch me in the clouds. Se pone Lucio. Te damos pau, te pasamos por el lado. Nigga, don't get knocked out. Estamos tranquilito. Te comemos el chiquito. 1, 2, 1, 2. Que lo que. El fe improvisando en español o en inglés. Oh yeah, te apagué. You know my shit is fire, you can't understand. Me pregunta que si tu jeva es tan buena, te digo yeah. Te pasamos por el lado y te quitamos la correa. Batea. Come on, man. Crazy.
Hey,
Bicycle Tony, I got your phone line open, man. Please open your phone line open. I know you're smiling. I hear you.
Represent, learn your motto. Represent to live, man. Land playing all day. You know what I'm saying? PXM, what I'm spinning that do, man. Your big shot to Fast, man.
I wanted to tell you something, though. MC, the guy that was that y'all had before me, he said that he was gonna be a football player, right? I was gonna be a wrestler. I wanted to bring that up before. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Earlier, I was gonna be a wrestler. So.
You talking about a college wrestler?
Oh, not like WWE wrestler, like the real wrestling guys on the
mat. Okay, yeah, right, right, right.
Oh,
wow, wow. I don't know.
And down here where I'm at, we wrestle alligators. You think you're interested in that?
No, you know what, DJ? Caesar, you know who I would love to have him do a collaboration with? Remember Ray Dogg? Remember my boy Ray Dogg?
I
would love to have him do a collaboration with Ray Dogg. Yo, that shit would be sick.
We need to hook it up.
Yes, we need to hook it up. I will hook it up. As a matter of fact, I spoke to Ray Dogg today, so I'm definitely going to hook that up. Yes, I would love to hear that.
He gets to me all the time on Twitter. I talk to him like on Twitter, but I haven't talked to him since our last interview with him, but always on Twitter he gets at me. Oh, that's a good idea, Vienna. I think I would do that.
Definitely.
Yeah,
hook it up.
Isn't Ray Dahl like a superstar?
No, I don't think he knows. Ray Dahl just did. He did a song. He's affiliated with Baby Bash, and they did a song
with Baby Bash.
He did a song with Baby Bash, so he's up there. He's out there in Cali.
Yeah,
he's
like,
definitely up there.
Oh, yeah, okay, I got you.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I was saying, because I know he was, but you know, when you start pausing and stuff, you made me think for a minute.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but definitely.
If you don't mind, hey, check it out, brother. If you don't mind, can you give your social networks out real quick before we run out of time? Because we still got another artist, and right now I'm looking at your time, and it looks like it's about to wind down. So can you give your social networks out now? Because we got to play your song, too.
No doubt. You can find me on YouTube at Fez, ELFES. And Facebook at Fez, the same thing, ELFES. And my Twitter is Born Ready Fez. That's it, at Born Ready Fez. You can add me, follow me, and just keep up.
I'll send it to you guys that are on the phone right now. I'll send it to you guys so you won't have to look for it. My man Willie, I'll send it to you, Willie, even though you're out there. But Bicycle Tony, I'll send it to you, so you guys don't have to look for it. I'll send everything. Everybody was on the show tonight, I'll send you all their information.
Hey, do me a favor. Everybody that's on the damn show tonight, just send me their damn information.
Okay, I got you, brother.
I just want
to shout out to your artists real quick that we doing the Power Pressure Pain Volume 2, you know what I'm saying, with all types of different flavors, man. And if they interested in that, man, you know what I'm saying, make sure you know you send me the info. They can submit songs and all that. We doing the Power Pressure Pain Volume 2 right now as I speak. I got 12 so far. I'm trying to get to 20. You know what I mean?
Bicycle Tony
was the next artist I was about to ask, because Bicycle Tony is bilingual, man. So he does the same thing you're doing, man.
And Bicycle Tony, too. All three of them could do that collaboration with Ray Dogg.
Right.
That's what I was
thinking.
Yeah,
and bring that rubber. That's my favorite artist right there. I like Bicycle Tony. That's my favorite artist. I'm going to tell you something else, fellas. That David Fernandez and that Bianca and that. These are that Latin connection or whatever they call themselves. That's a good group there, too.
Yeah, I know, man. That's a Bicycle Tony's group. Latin Pain?
No, the Cuban Connection. Excuse me. I meant the Cuban Connection.
Okay. We're going to get him on the show. But right now, he's got some things going on. But once he gets his things out of the way, we'll get him on the show. I got two people that know him. So, Vienna knows him also. So, we're going to get him on the show.
Hey, Caesar, I sent you a song over there to your email. You need to put it on the show.
I didn't see anything in my email from you. Hold on for a minute. Let's look again.
I'm still trying to figure out this technology here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let me check out, look in my technology, look in my B-Box account and see if it went there.
It went into your, I don't know, whatever you got on your Facebook page, that King Caesar or whatever, the hell you got there? I don't know what the hell you got going on.
Okay. No, that's not my email, man. I don't use that no more. You said the King Caesar?
That's what I use. That's where I say it.
Okay. Well, let me check out King Caesar, man. I don't use that anymore as far as anything going on. But if you sent it there, let me check right quick. I'll check it out right quick. Go on with the show, Vianna, if you don't mind. Because I know your man, check it out. I can't do it right now, brother. I got to play this song right quick. I got a song I got to play by my man. It's called El Quizo. I'm sorry. Pronounce it right for me.
El Queso.
Sir?
El Queso, El Queso. E-L-Q.
El Queso? Okay.
Queso.
Check it out. Hey, can you do me a favor, man? Can you repeat that and also give me a world premiere on this song right here for the show, DJ Black Caesar, Vianna Show, and you also can say Bicycle Tony and Willie, if you don't mind.
Muchacho, bueno, fuimos aquí. Esta es la premiere de mi canción, the world premiere of my song, El Queso, en el show de DJ Black Caesar. Ya tú sabes, la gente bacana en the Black Caesar Show. You already know what's up. La gente está activa, la gente activa. Holla at me, man. You already know what's going on. I'm going to come through. We're taking over, baby.
Ha! Born Ready Records, yo. The Prince is here. Oye, mami, ¿qué es lo que tú quieres? Ha! Mami, ¿tú quieres que yo te baje el queso? Dale hasta abajo, que tú sabes de eso. Mami, ¿tú quieres que yo te baje el queso? Vamos al grano y brinquemos el proceso. Mami, ¿tú quieres que yo te baje el queso? Dale hasta abajo, que tú sabes de eso. Mami, tú quieres que yo te baje el queso. Vamos al grano y vengamos el proceso. Olvídate de eso, brinca el proceso y ponte en posición pa' que yo te baje el queso. Mueve ese pum pum, ay, que no hay regreso cuando tus movimientos me hagan perder los sesos. Y aunque con ella gasto un par de pesos, sus movimientos de cintura me tienen tieso. Si la veo bailando me siento preso y mi se pone duro como los yesos. Con su ton y su maón se ven un pon. Se pone suelta cuando escucha el reggaetón. Yo le meto hasta jón, que vacilón. El príncipe se pone detrás y siente presión. Vamos pa' mi habitación si quieres acción. Que te quite la ropa, el sol de mi canción. Salir de mi cuarto llena de satisfacción. Que sea sin compromiso, solo pasión. Ok, mi gata fiera, lo que tú quieras. Pero ponte una mini y muéveme la cadera. Tu cuerpo fenomenal me desespera. Rebuleando conmigo no sabes lo que te espera. Mami, tú quieres que yo te baje el queso. Dale hasta abajo, que tú sabes de eso. Mami, tú quieres que yo te baje el queso. Vamos al grano y brinquemos el proceso. Mami, tú quieres que yo te baje el queso. Dale hasta abajo, que tú sabes de eso. Mami, tú quieres que yo te baje el queso. Vamos al grano y brinquemos el proceso. Juega con mis controles pa' que yo enrole. Y cuando te caliente te azote con la mole. Me mira sexy pa' que me descontrole. Y debajo de la sábana enrole y desenrole. Tiene cuerpo de diosa y no es celosa. Aunque es rebulera, todavía no es mi esposa. Cuando yo estoy con ella me pide una cosa, que le ponga mi music porque ella goza. Y yo la complazco en lo que me pide. Ella sabe que como yo nadie la castiga. Llegué bien en la noche y sale con su amiga. Y me busca en la disco pa' que le diga. Mami, ¿tú quieres que yo te baje el queso? Dale hasta abajo, que tú sabes de eso. Mami, ¿tú quieres que yo te baje el queso? Vamos al grano y brinquemos el proceso. Mami, ¿tú quieres que yo te baje el queso? Dale hasta abajo, que tú sabes de eso. Mami, ¿tú quieres que yo te baje el queso? Vamos al grano y brinquemos el proceso. Mami, háblame claro. ¿Tú quieres que te baje el queso, sí o no? Tú sabes quién soy yo.
Hey, Vianna, you know, we haven't done this tonight, man. We need to start doing this. I forgot all about it, but we need to grade that song. I give that song a straight-up 10 right there. So, Vianna, give that song a 10.
Yo, I give that shit a free. Oh my god, I can't even rate it because this shit is so hot.
Yeah.
It's hot.
I got you, man.
Yeah, it's up there.
Hey, Joe Merrick, where you at, baby? Still out there?
Yeah, what's up? I'm here.
Hey, Joe, what do you got that song right there? You just heard it, man. You just heard it right here on the DJ Black Season Vienna show. A hot song, Latino song. What do you get that song right there? Scale of 1 to 10, brother.
Yeah, I get out of 10, man. Definitely.
Okay, that's
like
what's up. That's what's up. Bicycle Tony, you know you up. What's up, baby? What you got that song right there, Bicycle?
You know what, man? For real, I keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? Degrees been better, and I'm digging the track, dog. You know what I'm saying? And I'm Puerto Rican from the Bronx, and I, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not a big reggaeton fan, but I do listen to it. And if I'm going to listen to reggaeton, then I recommend your boy right there, man. He get a chance for me, son. Roll up.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that, brother. That's what's up, man. You're on top of it, baby. I appreciate it. Willie, what do you got that song right there, Willie? I know you don't like black music. But what do you got that song right there, Willie?
I'm going to tell you something. That's black music. I like black music like that. I give that 10 boots up somebody's ass. I'm serious.
Oh, wow. Okay, brother. I got you, man. I see somebody visiting us. She's in the audience right now, Sister Gidget. What's up, Sister Gidget? How you doing, baby?
What's happening, everyone? How is the family this evening?
Oh, everybody is fine.
Hey, I ain't in your damn family, so you got to address me separately now.
I don't have to address you at all, you know, really.
Wow. Well, you heard that, brother. Hey, Sister Gator, he's been extra, very extra tonight. He's been extra, man. And what I mean extra, he's been like Durango tonight, like the movie where y'all talk about on your show the other night. He's been like that tonight.
Well, you know what happened to the kind in that movie.
He almost got his nutsack cut out, but he didn't.
I'm gonna watch myself. I got these Spanish speaking black people on there, and these English speaking and bilingual, Spanglish, whatever. I'm just gonna be quiet tonight.
I guess. You know what? That's Caesar? The best thing for you, man. So, ma'am.
Caesar?
Yeah.
You know I love you. I got to take this phone call real quick. I will be right back. I'm waiting for this phone call.
Okay, that's cool. Guys, Vienna has to go and make a phone call or get a phone call, but she'll be right back. So I'm going to take over the show. Let me ask you guys something. We got Sister Gidget on the phone, so it's all good. Sister Gidget, you can take over for her.
Okay.
I mean, you know what the show. Did you hear that song we just played by my man?
For the first time, I really missed the song. I called in just when. Is that Bicycle Tony you were talking to?
No. Well, yeah, I was talking to Bicycle Tony, but that wasn't the song. What's the name of the song again?
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I really did miss the song, but
Ready Records, yo.
It's those real hot shit.
Oye, mami, ¿qué es lo que tú quieres? Mami, ¿tú quieres que yo te baje el queso? Dale hasta abajo, que tú sabes de eso. Mami, ¿tú quieres que yo te baje el queso?
That's about how the song goes, Sister Gidget. Bass is like that.
Oh, man, that sounds like an East Side Crip Walk dance. Oh, man, I love that beat. I could do a Crip Walk salsa on that song. I love that beat. That's funky. I like it.
Hey, bro. This girl here is on the phone right now, man. She loves that kind of music, man. She's from California, but she still loves that kind of music, man. So you're doing a good thing. So, hey, Sister Gidget, I'm not going to ask you where you get it because you didn't hear the whole song, and I can't play it right now.
I'll still give it 10 million stars. I'll give it 10 million stars because I like the beat. I'm going to tell you about that beat one day, Caesar, off the air.
Okay. Well, look, we got Joe Merritt. So we got to get Joe Merritt on.
But hey, Fife, man, damn, what you say your name was again, brother?
Feast.
Hey, I was thinking of the song, man. I'm sorry to get the name right, man. It's Feast, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna take that for now.
Oh man, tell me what your name is. Don't do like that. Tell what your name is again. Hello.
Hey, wherever the hell his name is, I like that damn song there. I'm serious.
Baby, your phone is breaking up, sugar. Can you repeat that one more again?
Yeah.
Okay. No, but you know what? Come to think of it, I got your phone anyway. I'ma jam it anyway. I got your music. I'ma jam it anyhow.
I think
what the problem is, Caesar, we're having some audio problems, and I don't know if it's out of Blog Talk or whether it's just a couple of phones, but I can't hear you, and I know you're trying to say something, and I couldn't hear the guest. So only person I heard clearly was Willie.
Oh, see,
you're breaking up right now. You still breaking up.
What about now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, good. What I was saying was that was my man right there, but we got to let him go because I got to get my man Joe Merritt on. So, Joe Merritt, are you out there? What's up, baby? Joe Merritt. Oh, wow, I got people muted out. Wow, what am I doing, man? Damn, man, what the hell? I've done that twice tonight, man. What the hell am I doing?
Lay off the chronic.
Oh, I don't do the chronic, man. You know, I do the chronic. I'm on probation. I can't do the chronic. Hey, Joe Miller, can you hear me now? I'm having problems right now. Hey, Sister Gitter, are you online? Are you in the queue?
No, but I can get on there like in about 2 seconds.
Okay, cool. I can't open his mic up. It's 315 is error code.
Okay. Well, where is Willie at?
Let me try to open Willie's mic. Let me open his mic up. See if I can open his mic up. No, I think my computer.
I'm right here,
Gidget.
Okay. I'm listening to your beautiful voice, baby. I'm serious. I'm just love. I'm in love with you, Gidget.
Really? Well, it looks like my man gonna have to come and get me from you then.
Wow.
I'm gonna tell you, I love me a big, cute, cuddly, colored woman. I'm telling you.
Oh,
I've been looking for the
picture. You can call me color, cute, and cuddly.
I told you you were live on tonight.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. Woo! I'm trying not to come wherever you are and plant my foot so far up your... The studio is blank. What is up with this?
Oh, wow.
Hey, What's going with the studio tonight?
Okay, let me open it up again. I'm gonna try it again because I opened Willie's up. Let me try it again. I just called him
yeah,
back because
it's 315 and 504. Those calls have dropped. Area code 504 and area code 315. Those calls have dropped.
Hold on for a second. Let me try to call him back right quick and see if we can get him back on.
All right. Okay.
504, that was my man, L. Feast. He was done.
Oh, that's his name, L. Feast.
I think it's L. Feast or L. Feast or something like that. I think he said that. I'm not for sure.
Okay. Is L. Feast from New York?
Yes, he is. Yeah. He's basically
I know
West.
Him! I know
okay.
him!
Okay. Okay.
Oh my God, really?
Yep.
Hey, you never get that damn excited over me, so you might as well calm down.
Oh, wow, what's going on with you? About to calm down.
Now, you need to calm her ass down, because I'm serious. I'm just jealous over here.
Wow.
I don't know why you're jealous. You can't miss what you never had and surely what you'll never get.
Wow.
Hey,
wow.
Where's that cat they call MC Nice at? They used to call me MC Nice guys. She's a Mac on colored women, and I was real nice with it.
Hey, Gidget, I got 315. Hey, Joe Mary, what's
hello.
Up, baby?
It's Joe Monte, what's up?
What's up, Joe Monte, man? I'm sorry, man, I'm messing up. Hey, man, I'm having a problem tonight. I'm messing up everybody's name, but y'all are having some problems tonight, too, because everybody's funky's dropping. But I got you back on the phone now. I'm glad I do. So let's get into it with your interview, man, if you don't mind. Joe, let me ask you a question. How long you been in the game, baby?
I just started doing this, no lie, like a year.
Yeah. Wow,
been
you
really
must
like,
play yesterday.
Nah. Nah, like one year, I've been really going hard. Like, I've been doing it for a while, but, to, like, really record, like, in a studio and stuff. Like a year.
Uh-huh. Wow, you're brand new at it, man. You're brand new then.
Yeah.
Wow, you already made it to the DJ Black Caesar Vienna show. That's good, man. That's good. Hey, let me ask you a question, man. How'd you get on this show? I mean, I forgot, man. I don't think you called me up or anything. I don't think you... Oh, okay. You're G-Swiss's partner.
Yeah, that was my man. Yeah, he put me on that.
I get you. Okay. So that's how we got hooked up. You guys sent me some music, and then you called the show, and you thought you were having an interview that night, but then we had to hook it up for tonight. Okay, I got you, brother. I got you. Now I'm on it. I got you, man. Okay. Okay. Well, you know, we don't do interviews like that, man. And G Swiss should have known that, but I guess he didn't know that. He thought that you guys were going to do an interview that night. I just met you. I didn't even know what was going on. But he sent me a song with you. And then, hey, check it out. He sent me a song with you, and he sent me a song with him because he's a friend of mine. And he wanted me to play those songs that night, and I did. And then he told me once I played them, he was like, hey, man, are you still playing that song? I was like, no, yeah. And he was like, man, don't play that song no more because we don't get that song done right. And I was like, what do you mean it's not done right? So it hasn't been released yet. But he got in touch with me a couple days ago and told me that I could play it. So we know that. Okay. Hey, well, let me ask you another question, my brother. Now, you're from New York, right?
Yeah, originally, but I live upstate right now. I've been living upstate, like, all my life, really. Like upstate New York. You ever heard of Syracuse, like University and stuff like that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's around that area right now we live in. It's cold over here, man.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, it's cold everywhere, man. Even in Mississippi, it's cold right now, man. It's like,
I got the air blasting, man.
I got the central heat blowing, man, because it's cold outside, brother. Now, let me ask you another question. You don't rap with G Swiss. You told me that before, right?
Yeah, we not. I don't know if he confused. I don't know what he was talking about, but like, basically, he told me something that was gonna, he's gonna play my song or something like that, and then we got connected, me and you somehow. So like, you know, I don't know what he was doing, but
okay,
So he tried to say I was with him, but I'm not. I'm really independent. Like, I'm not with nobody or nothing like that.
I got you, man. Yeah, we can most definitely take care of that, man. I can help you with a couple of things that you might be interested in, like after the show. But I got your number, so I'll give you a call like in the week. I'll let you know what's going on. But I do have a lot that I can offer. But let me ask you this, man. Like you're a rap artist. You've been out there for like less than a year. So do you have any better? You haven't worked with it too many people yet, huh?
Nah, I have definitely. Like a lot of people, like I did one good song. Like you could check it out on YouTube. That was like my first song I did. It's called Optimistic.
I heard that.
Yeah, that Optimistic song. They got a video. Like that was my first video I ever did. So like it did some numbers. Like I got a little buzzy known. So that's what got me really going. So like
that's cool.
That's how it really all started.
Who shot your video for you?
It's my man Shadow, man. Flat Black Visuals. You could follow him on Twitter too. It's THA, the kid Shadow. It's the kid Shadow, but with an A instead of an E.
The kid, the kid, T A E, right?
Yeah, the kid. Okay. THA, kid Shadow.
THA. Okay.
Yeah, T spelled like that. Yeah, the kid Shadow.
The kid Shadow.
Yeah.
Okay. Shadow. Okay. Okay, I got you. Okay, at symbol first. Okay. Okay. Now I got another question for you. You got a song that's called what is it called? Sir? I got your song you sent me, because I'm gonna play that song right there because it's already
probably
in my playlist.
It's probably under Body Bags. Yeah, it's probably under Body Bags.
Right. Okay, I got Merritt right here. Body Bags. Okay.
It's under Body Bags, but it's the song's actually called 420. I saved it on the wrong file.
Oh, it's called what now?
420. But
okay,
I just got it under Body Bags because
I saved it
on the wrong file.
420. Right. Okay. Okay, I got you. I'll change that too. Okay, we got a song called 420. We got it on the wrong thing. It's under Body Bags, but I'll go back in there and change it around.
Yeah.
I gotta add a name to the song. Sister Gidget loaded it up for me today because I couldn't load up anything. My computer was working real slow. It's raining down here. But anyway, with that being said, I got my man Bicycle Tony. He might have a couple questions for you also. Let me open up his mic and see if he wants to ask you anything before we get started.
All right.
Yo,
Bicycle, what's up, baby?
Yo, what's good?
Bicycle, I got a question for you. I want to know, do you have any questions for my man Joe right quick before with
baby, first and foremost, man, yo, shout to G Swizz, you know what I'm saying? That's a good dude.
Yeah.
I had him on the show before, open bike night one night, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout to him. You know what I mean? I want to hear the music,
definitely,
though. You know, I've been out the loop a little bit, laying low. You know how the holidays kind of mess you up. But I want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? You say you come up in Savage, because I'm in the Bronx, New York. You know, I rep New York all day, every day, twice on Sunday. And you know how it go, man. I want to hear more shit before I can get to the question.
Definitely.
But what inspired you to do this?
Okay, I got you, brother. Sister Gidget, you're there, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Sister Gidget, I'm going to give you the mic, let you handle it for a while, and I'll be back on, like, before we go off and ask him another question, and then we'll wrap it up, and we're going to play his song, and we're gonna get his social networks also. We got 25 minutes to go, and the clock is down now, right now, baby.
Okay. So can you play his song, or you need me to play it?
Let me find it real quick. We can play that song, get it out the way, most definitely. Hey, Joe, give me a world premiere on your song, if you don't mind. I need a world premiere basis, the DJ Black Season Rihanna show, and I got Willie on the show tonight and Bicycle Tony, if you don't mind. And Sister Gidget.
Definitely. Want me to do it right now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so it's my world premiere, my song 420, the DJ Black Season Rihanna show, and Sister Gidget, Tony the Bicycle, Willie, what's his name again? Willie the what?
Willie the Redneck. Willie the Crack. He don't love the black
black people, whatever you want to call them, man. He calls us everything.
Wow.
Hey, Willie, we got a question.
Hey,
I'm gonna tell you something. I like that damn song. The boy got some damn skills. I'm serious. He got the skills, and he need to make a song for me about smoking meth. I'm telling you, boy, if he can talk about smoking weed like that, that damn meth would be good.
Oh, I forgot about you,
yes,
man. I forgot about that.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I'm done. Is Bicycle Tony on the phone?
Y'all.
Bicycle Tony, what's up, baby? This is Miss G. How you doing?
Yeah, God bless you, Miss G. How you doing?
I'm fine. I just sent you a friend's request on Facebook, and if you don't accept it in the next 5 minutes, my heart is going to be broken forever.
As soon as I get you the computer, I got you. You heard? As soon as the show's over, I got you. You know that we family.
get over this contact that we got from listening to listen to what's his name, Joe Tomate. We Tomate, coming down off the contact from listening to the song, but other than that, we straight, brother. How are you? Happy New Year.
Yeah, my boy out here doing this thing out here.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I'm saying, definitely make sure y'all check out his music and his videos too. You know what I'm saying? I got some. I mean, I do music too. You know what I'm saying? You can look me up. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, maybe you could get with Caesar. Caesar will have you on and you know, interview you so we can, you know, listen to some of your beats and see what you rocking to.
Yeah, I definitely. Yes, sir. This is Joe again. I definitely, you know, hook him up with Caesar and stuff.
Cool. That's what's up, brother. I appreciate that.
Myself.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on the show and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, man, no problem, brother. That's what we do here. We like to have independent artists on here. We like to give you guys a chance to express yourselves, to tell the rest of the world what you got going on. So that's my salute to you guys, most definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay, well, I'm going to say something right now. I'm going to say something for everyone. Tonight, I know you guys have been watching me on Facebook with some of the stuff I got going on, and I know you guys probably seen the post I posted up yesterday, like the one where I said I'm no longer with Def Jam or Interscope. I just want to let you guys know that I'm back with them. The gentleman was talking to me like, you know, like I wasn't anything, like I was a little kid. He was basically getting at the top of his lungs, and I didn't feel like that was right. So I hung up on him, and today he called me back. He apologized to me, and so everything has worked out, letting everybody know that's listening in, that I am back with them, and I am going to help them out to get their stuff on the way. So I do distribution for, like, 7 different major companies, Universal being one of them, letting you know that also. Koch is one of them. Interscope is one of them. Def Jam is one. Def Jam South is one. I got the R&B and all that on lock. So if you guys need any distribution or anything, call me up, get in touch with me. Yeah, most definitely. You can get in touch with me at 662-995-0679. Again, that number is 662-995-0679. Okay, you can call me up at that number and check me out, or you can get in touch with me basically at that number. And I'm going to give it to you one more time for you people that didn't hear. I got it locked in right here online, so hold on for a second. Let me find it. And I'm going to push the button and play it.
Call the request line at 662-995-0679. That's 662-995-0679.
Got it?
That's my man Marlon B. right there with the voiceover. Lives in Tupelo, Mississippi. He works for Power 92 Jams. He's a radio DJ, a good friend of mine. He's also a police officer. I'm just giving him a little shout-out. Marlon B., I appreciate you, man. He does a good job for me whenever I need something. And believe me, I need something now, brother. So I'll be hollering back. Sir, is somebody talking?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, hey, check it out, brother. You got about 11 minutes left. I want you to tell the rest of the world, you know, good night or say whatever you want to say to them, because this is your 5 minutes of fame. You got it, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to everybody that was tuned in. Shout out to DJ Black Seas again, man. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Cool.
You know, I got more music coming out this year. I got more, you know, this year is more like, you know, I got a little daughter on the way, so it's like.
Okay, congratulations then, bro.
Congratulations!
Thank you. And, like, so, like, that kind of been, you know, I've been, like, my music been a little side lately, but you definitely going to be hearing more music from me this year, more videos. And you're not
okay.
About, you know, the sister, gives it you know, like, more music she like, you know?
I love all your music, baby.
Yeah.
I love all your music. I can rock to all of it. I don't care what you're talking about. As long as I can crip walk to it, I'm good.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
It's all right. No, I just wanted to say, like,
you know, me starting off in this, you know, like this industry and stuff, or, you know, the rap game, I just want to come as a new artist and really, you know, grind hard. Like, nothing is really given to you. So, like, you know, I feel like if you just put the work in, you know, good things will come out. So, you know, starting off,
right.
you know, I appreciate that a lot, like I said.
Oh, yeah, man. Most definitely. That's what we do. We help the artists get out there to give them an avenue. I told you, like I said, we like for the artists to get out there and make them a superstar for like 30 minutes. But until you get your claim to fame, that's what we do here at Black Caesar, Black Caesar Records. And we're also at the Black Caesar Vienna show. Vienna's gone right now. Hey, man, I've never heard of anybody that did on the radio. Have you guys heard anybody do that on the radio?
Nah, man.
That was ridiculous right there. I'm sorry, Vienna, but I got to say that was ridiculous, and I want to know, was it a life and death situation? I'm asking you that on the radio, but I'm also going to ask you that when I call you up and when I get off the show. I'm going to be calling you up and asking you, was it life and death? And please don't do that again, because that was really, really, really tacky. That wasn't good at all. But anyway, brother, I'm letting you know this.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, I didn't like that. That was ridiculous. You don't do that to your guests. When you have guests on, you don't run out with your guests. You stay on the show until the show is over, even though you were there and she probably felt comfortable with you being there. But the thing is, it wasn't your show, so you weren't supposed to cover for her. I didn't ask you to cover for her tonight. I didn't ask you anything. I said, Sister Gitter, you going to be on the show tonight? You told me, yeah. Give me the 8:15. You came on at 8:14, and I appreciate that. But I didn't ask you to do a show tonight, so I'm sorry about that, because you could have had anything to do, and I really hate putting you on the spot like that when you do shows like all week long.
No problem. The pleasure is all mine.
Yeah, I appreciate it, too. I appreciate it. But, okay, guys. Basically, that's the rap, man. That's the name. That's the show right there, brother. Hey, man, you did a good job, Joe, man. You did a great job. Your friends, I appreciate you bringing your friends on. You did what I asked you, and I appreciate that. You know, nobody else looked at it like that. But from now on, to 2013, if you don't have any friends to come on the show, you're not going to be on the show. That's my new rules right there. If you don't have at least 10 people on the... Hey, man, I'm being serious, man. I'm being serious because I'm doing the artist a favor, not charging you guys to come on the show the first time. The second time is like $25. But the first time is on me. And basically, the reason it's on me because Sister Gidget does this out of kindness of her own heart. This is her network. So this is the Nation Healing Network. But Sister Gidget is basically the owner of this network. And I really hate that people put her on the spot like all the time, making her work, making her do stuff that she doesn't have to do. And you know, it's getting to be a burden on her because she has so much she does, man. You guys just don't know what she do, but I know what she does. This girl does research at 3 and 4 in the morning. Then she has to be at work at like 3 in the morning, so she's working. She has to be at work the next day, man, with no sleep, and that's not good. That's not health. And I don't expect anybody to do that. That's ridiculous. For everybody that's out there that's listening, the Sister Gidget is the network. So if she's not here running the network, believe me, there would be no network. So just let you guys know that.
Sister Gidget, man.
Yeah, Sister Gidget is the truth.
Thank you, gentlemen. But now we on the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna show, so we gonna talk about y'all, not me. Love you.
Check it out. I talk about whoever you just whose show it was. It's the DJ Black Caesar Vienna show. That means I talk about whoever I want to.
Are you getting smart? Are you getting smart?
I'm gonna tell you something. I tell you, drinking some of that damn moonshine I gave him this past weekend.
Okay, I'm gonna have to spank Caesar when we get off the show.
Hey, Caesar.
It ain't gonna be the pain he gotta keep.
Hey, Caesar.
Yes, sir.
You know we're some kin to one another. We're some real assholes. I really appreciate you representing the family.
Hey, and Willie has partners also, man. But that's enough being said about Willie. But Rakim, basically, the Nation Villain, he came up with that group. That was his group that he came up with on Facebook. So basically, he is the CEO of it. But Sister Gidget runs it, so I think she's the boss.
Hey,
so
that's what I like, Gidget. Gidget got that damn paper, baby. I want that money.
Yeah, right. Well, when I get some, I'll holler at you, bro.
Hey, he's not a brother. He's a white redneck, man. You can't call him brother.
Oh, we all brothers. Just shed the skin. Shed the skin. Stop playing.
Maybe we can go out and shoot some AK-47s together or something. I don't know.
Okay, well, anyway, listen, before we go out there, I want to say to the audience of DJ Black Teaser, since DJ Black Teaser cannot really speak right now, I want to thank all of you for your support over the last year. We really appreciate you. We appreciate your artistry. We appreciate your music. We appreciate the time that you have given to the show. You have really made us blow up. You know, we've had everybody on the show from Rick Ross to so many people I can't even name. Thank all of you, like Bicycle Tony and A-Money and everybody who's kind of pitched in to kind of make this show work. Thank all of you. What you have done does not go unnoticed. On behalf of Nation Building, on behalf of Brother Rakim Khalik Muhammad, we thank you and we love you and Happy New Year. And hopefully this year is going to be 10 times better than last year. And I think that's our show for tonight. I'm going to leave you as I came before you. I came in peace, even though I didn't get to say so. I'm going to say assalamu alaikum. Join us here next week. One nation, one love. Good night, family.
I got my place, too, and I had something to do with the show, too. You didn't mention my damn name, but that's okay, though.
Bye, Willie. Bye, Willie.
Bye, Gidget. Hey, bye, you colored people. I love you all.
All right, all right. Thank you.